Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast Summer Series. This summer, we are doing some short episodes listing some of my favorite things, some of my pet peeves, and some action items that you can do during the summer as we gear up for back to school. Today, we're going to talk about my three favorite data collection tools. I know that is exactly what you want to talk about in the middle of summer, right? Data. Some of you are like, yeah, I do want to talk about data in the middle of summer. Some of you are like, no, Sasha, but stay with me because I want to talk about three of my must-have data collection tools, and I want you to come back to this episode for back to school because these three tools, to me, help make data doable. Doable in a busy public school classroom where you are understaffed, you are overcrowded. I'm a BCBA, but I always say I consider myself a teacher first and a BCBA second because that was my path. I was a public school teacher first, and I became a BCBA while I was in the classroom. So I learned all of these strategies, always thinking about it through that public school teacher lens. Like, how would this work in my classroom? And these are things that I utilized in a classroom and other people's classroom when I'm consulting, when I'm training, that I know can work in those busy classes. So three favorite data collection tools. Number one, ClickCounter. Period, end of story, and two versions of these. I'm going to link the Amazon links in the show notes. So click counters and finger counters. These are game changers for frequency data. So it's a podcast, so I can't show you what these look like. But basically, these are little things that you can hold in your hands. I actually prefer finger counters now, but you can just press a button and it adds up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way till as many as you need. This makes taking data so easy because you don't need a paper pencil. You don't need anything with you. You can grab the click counter, the finger counter, and you can take data wherever you are. You can bring this with you to lunch, to recess. You can be teaching a guided reading group and be taking data on how many times a student jumps out of his chair or swears or does something across the room while you're teaching another group. You can be teaching and taking data at the same time because the finger counters especially just really fit in the palm of your hand. And what I love about the finger counters is they make no noise. I think they are for crocheting, someone told me, but I have no idea if that's true. They're super small. Click counters do make a little bit of a noise. So if you have students that have reactivity to that, check out the finger counters. That once you take data on the finger counter, the click counter, then put it in your data sheet later. So these make data a lot easier to take because you don't need the paper pencil with you. A lot of the issue with consistency of data is just you don't have that data sheet right there, right? You're like, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing, run over, find my data sheet, run over, find a pencil. I'm just going to keep teaching. I'm going to keep implementing the behavior plan, doing what I'm doing. And that really becomes the obstacle with consistent data collection. If we have a finger counter or a click counter with us, we are able to continue taking data, no problem. And we can just add it to the data sheet later.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Number two, clipboards. So we do then need that paper pencil nearby us to either put in the information from the click counter, or sometimes we're taking other types of data. We're taking duration data. We're taking ABC data. We're taking prompt data. Or we're taking fluency data. I love clipboards because I typically want data to move around the classroom. I don't want it to be static. I want to move it around where I am. So I'm a big clipboard person because I want the data to be movable. So buy a big stack of clipboards. I love having clipboards that I can Velcro to the wall, that I can move around with me. Maybe like the clipboards that have the little storage container on the bottom so you can put other things in there. These to me are helpful because the data sheet's right on the top. Data binders are great too, but you need lots of dividers to be able to find the data sheet quickly. Whatever system works for you is great. There's no wrong system. If you like clipboards, great. You like binders, great. You like some other type of file divider, whatever works, cool. The goal is to be able to find that data sheet as quickly as possible. As soon as you are ready to take data, you have to be able to find that data sheet. To me, clipboards are a great solution for that. My third favorite data collection tool is a checklist style ABC data sheet. I'm going to put a link to these. I have five different versions that are all editable. I have had many teachers hand me spiral notebooks filled with anecdotal ABC data. And like, I'm just not going to read that. And it's not because I don't love them, and I do. And it's not that I'm not valuing their hard work of taking anecdotal ABC data, because I do value that. It's that even if I go through the time to read all of that anecdotal ABC data, I am not going to be able to accurately pull trends from anecdotal ABC data. And that's our goal with ABC data. We want to pull trends and patterns, and we can't with anecdotal data. So that's my major issue with anecdotal data, is I can't accurately pull trends and patterns. My other secondary issue with anecdotal data is it's super time consuming. I don't have time to write a diary entry after every major behavioral episode. Instead, I love a checklist style ABC data. So much easier. After a behavior incident, I go check off the relevant antecedents, put in the behavior frequency or duration, check off the relevant consequences, I move on with life. Then when I go to analyze my data, I can readily look and see what are the common antecedents. I just look down the row. Well, there's eight common antecedents under, you know, redirected or told no. Well, that's telling me something about this behavior. I can easily pick up on those trends and patterns. All right, so my three favorite data collection tools. We've got click counters or finger counters, clipboards, and checklist style ABC data sheets. Head over to Instagram or TikTok and let me know what your favorite data collection tools are. I would love to hear what yours are.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media.
You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.